भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमः श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी शृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना हृदयन्तस्थोय भद्राणि विधूनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 72 एंटाइटल्ड द स्लेइंग ऑफ द डीमन जरासंध टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। न ब्रह्मण स्वपर भेदमतिस्तव स्यात् सर्वात्मनः समदृशः स्वसुखानुभूते संसेवतां सुरतरोरिव ते प्रसादः सेवानुरूपमुदयो न विपर्ययोऽत्र न ब्रह्मणः स्वपरभेदमतिस्तव स्यात् सर्वात्मनः समदृशः स्वसुखानुभूते संसेवतां सुरतरोरिव ते प्रसादः सेवानुरूपमुदयो न विपर्ययोऽत्र न ब्रह्मणः स्वपरभेदमतिस्तव स्यात् सर्वात्मनः समदृशः स्वसुखानुभूते संसेवतां सुरतरोरिव ते प्रसादः सेवानुरूपमुदयो न विपर्ययोऽत्र सेवानुरूपमुदयो न विपर्ययोत्र. लेडीज, वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. न नॉट ब्रह्मणः द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ, स्व ऑफ ओन, पर एंड अदर्स, भेद डिफरेंशियल, मति मेंटेलिटी, तव ऑफ यू, स्यात, देयर कैन बी, सर्व ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स, आत्मनः ऑफ द सोल, सम इक्वल, दृशः हूज विजन, स्व विदिन हिमसेल्फ, सुख ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, अनुभूते हूज एक्सपीरियंस, समसेवताम, दोज हु प्रॉपरली वर्शिप, सुरतरो ऑफ द हेवनली डिजायर ट्री, इव एज इफ, ते योर, प्रसाद ग्रेस, सेवा विद द सर्विस, अनुरूपम इन अकॉर्डेंस, उदय डिजायरेबल रिजल्ट्स, न नॉट विपर्ययः कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन, अत्र इन दिस. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन, विदिन योर माइंड देयर कैन बी नो सच डिफरेंसिएशन एज दिस वन इज माइन एंड दैट इज अनदर्स, बिकॉज यू आर द सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ, द सोल ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स, always equipoised and enjoying transcendental happiness within yourself. Just like the heavenly desire tree, you bless all who properly worship you, granting their desired fruits in proportion to the service they render you. There is nothing wrong in this. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that a desire tree has no material attachments or partiality, but simply bestows its fruits upon those who deserve them and not upon others. Jiva Goswami Prabhupada adds that a desire tree does not think, this person is fit to worship me, but that other person is not. Rather, a desire tree is satisfied with all who properly serve it. And the Lord acts in the same way as explained here by King Yudhishthir. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti adds that no one should accuse Lord Krishna of being envious of one person and showing favoritism toward another. Since the Lord is Swasukhanubhuti, experiencing his own happiness within himself, he has nothing to gain or lose in relation to conditioned souls. Rather, he reciprocates according to how they approach him. Srila Prabhupada very nicely sums up this point as follows in his rendering of King Yudhishthir's statement. If one takes to Krishna consciousness, his life becomes fulfilled both materially and spiritually. This does not mean that you are partial to the Krishna conscious person and indifferent to the non-Krishna conscious person. You are equal to everyone. That is your declaration. You cannot be partial to one and not interested in others, because you are sitting in everyone's heart as the super soul and giving everyone the respective results of his fruitive activities. You give every living entity the chance to enjoy this material world as he desires. As the super soul, you are sitting in the body along with the living entity, giving him the results of his own actions as well as opportunities to turn toward your devotional service by developing Krishna consciousness. You openly declare that one should surrender unto you, giving up all other engagements, and that you will take charge of him, giving him relief from the reactions of all sins. You are like the desire tree in the heavenly planets, which awards benediction according to one's desires. Everyone is free to achieve the highest perfection. But if one does not so desire, then your awarding of lesser benedictions is not due to partiality. ओम अज्ञान्ति निरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं सापिदं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। I am very grateful that I have been given this opportunity to think about and speak Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not so qualified and there are many devotees who are qualified here, so I beg their blessings and mercies so that I can speak something. It will be much theoretical, I don't have many realizations, so can please bless that I can speak some sense. Translation again. Within your mind there can be no such differentiation as this one is mine and that is another's, because you are the supreme absolute truth, the soul of all beings, always equipoised and enjoying transcendental happiness within yourself. Just like the heavenly desire tree, you bless all who properly worship you, granting their desired fruits in proportion to the service they render you. There is nothing wrong in this. So in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second verse, which is part of the Mangalacharan, Vyasadeva describes, as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Mangalacharan has different parts. So one part is Ashirvad and Vastu Nirdesh, that is describing what is going to be discussed. So in the second verse, Vyasadeva describes that Srimad Bhagavatam is going to delineate Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tapat Trayon Mulanam. So in this, he describes that Srimad Bhagavatam will help one understand highest reality, Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu, the highest reality, the real substance, distinguished from illusion. And knowing that will bring all auspiciousness, Shivadam, and that auspiciousness will remove all the miseries that a person has in his life, Tapat Trayon Mulanam. So Srimad Bhagavatam describes this highest truth, and especially the 10th canto, which is described as ashray, one of the 10 topics, that is the highest goal, the highest good for a human society. And Prabhupada titles the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto as the Samam Bhunam, that is the highest good for the whole humanity. So 10th canto specifically speaks about Lord, the pastimes and the activities and character of Lord Krishna, and it is the topmost understanding. So I personally am not very qualified to speak on this, but we are very fortunate that because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas, we have opportunity to read and understand the 10th canto. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining or giving instructions to Sanatana Goswami, so he says that Vedashastra kahe sambandh abhidheya prayojan Krishna praptya sambandh bhakti prayojan praptya sadhan bhakti praptyera sadhan. So he says that the Vedas, they describe sambandh, abhideya and prayojan. So the whole Vedas, the main focus is that it describes sambandh, abhideya and prayojan. And the sambandh is that realizing the eternal relationship that each and every conditioned soul has with Krishna, Krishna prapya sambandh, that Krishna, realizing the relationship with Krishna is the real goal of human life. And bhakti is the process of realizing and purifying our conditioned nature. And the goal is to attain the pure love for Krishna, prem. So we see that in devotional life there are these three important truths then, as per the verse we see here, sambandha, abhideya and prayojan. So that is bhakta, bhagwan and bhakti. First, understanding that our relationship with God is that we are devotees, we are servants of Krishna, bhakta. And who is Bhagwan? And what is the process of achieving the Lord? That is bhakti. And here we see the present episode which is going on in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yudhishthir Maharaj and the Pandavas, they are embarking on conducting Rajasuya Yajna, which is described as the king of all yajnas, that is Rajasuya. And that will bring much glory, fame and power to the person who performs that. But it is interesting to note that what is the real mood of Yudhishthir Maharaj while performing this Rajasuya Yajna? Is it self-aggrandizement or something else? So here we see, when the this chapter starts, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Shukdev Goswami describes that one day, as King Yudhishthir sat in the royal assembly surrounded by eminent sages, brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas, and also by his brothers, spiritual masters, family elders, blood relations, in-laws and friends, he addressed Lord Krishna as everyone listened. And he says, Sri Yudhishthir said, O Govinda, I desire to worship your auspicious, opulent expansions by the Rajasuya sacrifice, the king of Vedic ceremonies. Please make our endeavor a success, my lord. Here we see Yudhishthir Maharaj, he is the king. And he is a king for whom no enemy is ever born. Ajatashatru he is called. And in such a high position, generally a person does not want to show that someone is higher than him. But here Yudhishthir Maharaj is expressing his heart not alone in his room with Krishna, but he is speaking this in front of everyone, declaring it to everyone, that I desire to worship Govinda, and the purpose of this sacrifice is to glorify your auspicious, your opulent expansions, auspicious and opulent expansions. And then he further says, purified persons who constantly serve, meditate upon and glorify your shoes, which destroy everything inauspicious, are sure to obtain freedom from material existence, O lotus navelled one. Even if they desire something in this world, they obtain it, whereas others, those who do not take shelter of you, are never satisfied, O Lord. Therefore, O Lord of Lords, let the people of this world see the power of devotional service rendered to your lotus feet. Please show them, O Almighty One, the position of those Kurus and Srinjas who worship you and the position of those who do not. So, the purpose of performing this Rajasya sacrifice for Yudhishthir Maharaj is to glorify the Lord and to glorify the devotional service to the Lord. And in the purport, you know, it is mentioned that Yudhishthir Maharaj is saying that many people think that you are an ordinary person, or at best a very great personality, a great politician. So even then people were thinking like that, even now they are thinking. So Yudhishthir Maharaj could not bear this. It is described that, he explains that this thought or this kind of attitude of people is like a arrow which is piercing in the heart. And when he performs this sacrifice and glorifies the Lord sufficiently, that arrow will be removed. So, the heart of Yudhishthir Maharaj is to glorify the Lord, not for any self-aggrandizement. And we see that, you know, this gratitude, this mood of gratefulness was always there with the Pandavas in any situation of life they were. They faced so many difficulties in their life right from their birth, and in all those circumstances they never forgot Lord Krishna and were always grateful. They were never complaining in any situation. Generally, even when a neophyte devotee he starts performing devotional service, so there is an expectation that I will perform devotional service, and as the Srimad Bhagavatam describes, tapatrayon mulanam, that all my miseries will go. But then sometimes the experience is opposite, that instead tapatrayon, three taps, it becomes multiples, six taps, nine taps, you know, in multiples it keeps increasing, you know, sometimes if you, you know. So a devotee wonders, you know, why so many difficulties? Now here we see from the character of Yudhishthir Maharaj and the Pandavas, they had unlimited difficulties. In fact, in the first canto, Bhishma Dev, he says that so many difficulties you all faced, you did not deserve to live actually. So many difficulties. But, you know, because Lord Krishna was always on the side of the Pandavas, so the Pandavas, because of their gratitude, they were always in the mood of serving the Lord. They never complained. And you know, we see that while Narad Muni, it is described in Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrit, he goes around and he is searching for the devotee who has got the best or the most mercy of the Lord, who has been, you know, highly favored by the Lord. He goes around and then he goes to different devotees and they express that, you know, I am nothing, you know, there are better devotees. He goes to that Brahman in Prayag, and then he directs to a king in South India, and gradually he comes to Hanumanji. So Hanuman, he describes that a better devotee than me is these Pandavas, and Lord Krishna is so merciful to them that he is always at their home only. Their home has become a place of pilgrimage. So many sages, they keep coming to take darshan of the Lord and to serve the Lord, to see the pastimes of the Lord. They are the best devotees. I am not such a great devotee, because when Lord Ram left the material world for Saket, for the spiritual world, he took everyone. He left me here. I am not qualified. I have to serve in separation. And he told me that I have to live here till the end of this creation. So I am not so fortunate. But see Pandavas. In fact, he glorifies the Pandavas, Yudhishthir. He says that by sending poison and many other calamities, one after another, to trouble the Pandavas from their childhood, the Lord deliberately showed their determination, religion, fame, wisdom, devotion, and ecstatic love. And in reciprocation of this, feelings, this devotion of Pandavas, what did Lord not do? He says, Sarathyam Parshadattvam cha Sevanam Mantri Dutate Virasananugamane Chakre Stuti Natir Api. Lord Krishna acted as their servant, their advisor, messenger, charioteer, and court attendant. He kept watch for them at night, followed them on processions, and even offered them praise and obeisances. So, this is the qualities, this is the character of Yudhishthir Maharaj, that for so much devotion that he has in his heart, Lord Krishna is so much himself in gratitude. So in any situation of life, the Pandavas, they never gave up their loyalty to Krishna. Generally, if there are many difficulties come, so sometimes we also think, okay, let me try this also, let me try that. Sometimes we even consult, what different things are influencing our life. But, here we see Yudhishthir Maharaj, they were steadfast in their devotion to Lord Krishna. And here we see, whether in distress or now in the situation of happiness, he is in the situation that he is the king, and in such a position that everyone is ready to accept him as their emperor. And for that reason, he is doing this Rajasuya Yajna. And, in the previous chapters we saw that, only one adversary would have been Jarasandh, and which, Uddhav, friend of Lord Krishna, he advised that if you go and kill Jarasandh, then Rajasuya Yajna will also be possible, the kings will also be saved, and everything will be done very nicely. So that's why here he says that you go to Pandavas and then take them to kill Jarasandh, not in military fashion, but in a one-to-one combat. So that has been already discussed. So here we see that in this glorious situation of being the king, he is using each and every opportunity, Yudhishthir Maharaj, to glorify the Lord. And apparently it seems that he is positioning himself as the emperor, wanting to position as an emperor. But then in that situation, he is going to glorify Lord Krishna by performing the Agra Puja, the first worship. So, the attitude of gratitude is reflected here, that generally when times are bad, we remember the Lord so that we can be relieved of the misery. But when times are good, then, it is very convenient to forget the Lord. देर इज अ सेइंग इन हिंदी, दुख में सुमिरन सब करे सुख में करे न कोई, जो सुख में सुमिरन करे तो दुख खाए का होए। दैट जनरली पीपल रिमेंबर द लॉर्ड इन मिजरी एंड फॉरगेट इन हैप्पीनेस, बट इफ वी हैव द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ रिमेंबरिंग द लॉर्ड इन हैप्पीनेस ऑल्सो, देन देर वॉन्ट बी एनी मिजरी ऑल्सो, बिकॉज यू नो वी आर ऑलवेज रिमेंबरिंग द लॉर्ड, सो वेर इज द मिजरी। सो हियर वी सी दैट यू नो ही इज टेकिंग दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड वॉन्टिंग टू ग्लोरीफाई द लॉर्ड, सो द एटीट्यूड ऑफ ग्रेटिट्यूड इज रिफ्लेक्टेड। एंड इन वन ऑफ द lectures many years back, in fact many times His Holiness Radhanath Swami has said that you know the gratitude is the womb of devotion, that grateful heart is where the bhakti actually takes birth. So you know we see that this gratitude is a very important quality, and that cannot come unless there is humility in the heart. So you know we see that there is one very nice verse also, this you know, attitude of gratitude we can learn from many things which are around us. So I found this very nice verse, you know, which can practically help us understand how to become grateful. So gratitude is basically be aware of help and things which others have done for us, and especially the Lord, He is always helping us. So the verse says, Prathama vayasi dattam toyam alpam smarantah शिरसी निहित भारा नाड़िकेरा नराणाम सलिलम अमृतम कल्पम दद्युराजीवनांतम नहीं कृतम उपकारम साधवो विस्मरंती। सेज दैट सेंटली पर्सन नेवर फॉरगेट्स द उपकार और द यू नो एनी एक्शन एनी एक्ट विच इज डन बाय अदर्स फॉर वन्स वेलफेयर। सो द एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन इज जस्ट लाइक कोकोनट ट्री when it is very young, so for initial 2-3 years it just keeps taking water from the gardener, from the farmer, but then when it grows throughout its life, shirasi nihita bhara, it carries the coconuts on its head and it supplies salilam amritam kalpam. He supplies the water which is like nectar throughout life without any further asking of water. Dadyurajivanantam, till the end of its life. So, it reciprocates with whatever little was given by giving better, much more for a longer time. So, we see here that, you know, this is also the mood of the Pandavas, that in this situation he wants to glorify the Lord and establish the supremacy of the Lord, so that he says that the reason is that purified persons who constantly serve, meditate upon and glorify your shoes which destroy everything inauspicious are sure to obtain freedom from material existence. So the purpose is that he wants to establish the glory of devotional service, glory of the Lord, so that people in general and his citizens, they can become free from the material pangs, from the inauspiciousness which is there in their life because of forgetfulness of the Lord. And in this present verse, in the previous verse he also says, the last verse, verse number 5, that let the people of this world see the power of devotional service rendered to your lotus feet. Please show them, the Almighty One, O Almighty One, the position of those Kurus and Sinjas who worship you and position of those who do not. So here apparently he makes a distinction that see, those who are worshipping the Lord, they are so, happy, not just materially but also, you know, spiritually, that they are practically liberated because they are always thinking of the Lord. And then he says in this verse, but it is not your impartial, your partiality. Within your mind there can be no such differentiation as this one is mine and that is another's, because you are the Supreme Absolute Truth. So he says that, you know, if a conditioned soul practices devotional service, takes up to the process of bhakti, and the soul gets benefited. So that is not Krishna's partiality, that he is partial to his devotees. He says, you are equipoised, you don't have any partiality. And he mentions that because you have these qualities, you are the supreme absolute truth. So supreme absolute truth means there is no duality of this one is mine, that one is another's. There is no duality. He is absolute truth. He is equal to everyone. Because he is soul of all beings. He is, as Paramatma, he is seated in each and everyone's heart. So as Paramatma, he was seated in the heart of Yudhishthir Maharaj and also equally in the heart of Jarasandh, whom now they are going to plot to kill. So Krishna is not partial to anyone. Because he is absolute truth, there is no duality, he is soul of all beings, and he is always equipoised. It is not that the Lord is going to benefit from the service that a conditioned soul gives, and if the soul does not serve, there is some loss. No, because he is swasukhanubhuti, he is always enjoying happiness within himself. So that's the reason he is equipoised, as Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, that he is udasinavad asinam asaktasteshu karmashu, that he is not affected by the actions of the conditioned souls, because he is seated as a, you know, impartial, as a neutral person in everyone's heart, and is not attached or affected by the actions. So as in the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also adds that no one should accuse Lord Krishna of being envious of one person and showing favoritism toward another, since the Lord is swasukhanubhuti, experiencing his own happiness within himself. He has nothing to gain or lose in relation to the conditioned souls. So we see that the heart, the character of the devotee is that he is always grateful. And reciprocating with that, even the Lord is always grateful and ready to reciprocate with anyone who comes to him as the person approaches him. As Krishna says, that as a person approaches him, he reciprocates accordingly. So the example given here is that you are like a desire tree, which fulfills the desire of anyone who approaches the desire tree. So, desire tree does not distinguish. In fact, it gives according to what has been asked. So, yesterday, before, you know, preparing the class, so I was speaking to Shyamanand Prabhu. So, he was giving different points. So, he was telling that how someone may be a skeptic. He tells the story of a skeptic, that how when he was described about a desire tree, that it can fulfill anyone's desire, so the person was very skeptic, that how is that possible, you know? And the person who was describing, he says that, you know, in this forest, you know, there is this desire tree, it can fulfill everyone's desire, and, you know, whatever you think of, you know, any fruit, anything, you know, it will be fulfilled. So this person is not really believing it, but then he says, let me see and check. And he goes to the forest. But the problem was, he did not hear the exact description of what that desire tree is like. He goes to the forest searching everywhere, and finally he comes and gets tired and sits under a tree. And then he's thinking, you know, I knew that there is nothing like this desire tree. You know, this whole endeavor has, you know, made me so hungry and thirsty, you know, if I could just get some food and water. And suddenly, you know, from somewhere someone comes and gives him food. So he becomes very happy, and he drinks the water. And then after some time he started thinking that, you know, I think I should now leave from this place, because jungle, you know, there may be some lion, and you know, it is getting dark, and if the lion comes and attacks me, I'll be killed. And as he thinks, a lion comes, attacks him, and he is dead. So now the point is, was the desire tree, unfortunately he was thinking all these things under a desire tree, you know. So you know, the desire tree is not favoring or punishing that person. It is what he is thinking, he is getting. So similarly, Krishna is also like that desire tree, as it is described, that Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vidhatati Kaman. That Krishna is always fulfilling Eko Bahunam Yo Vidhatati Kaman. He is always fulfilling the desires of all the living entities. So the situation that we are in, that is not because of Krishna, that is because of us. Whether good or bad situation, it is because of our desires. And whether we are enjoying or suffering, it is because the desires, the type of desires that we have cultivated. And we see that the kind of desires that Pandavas had, Yudhishthir Maharaj had, so Krishna reciprocated with them accordingly. It is mentioned that Kimvasa Sneha Katariyat Tesham Na Charati Prabhu Seva Sakhyam Priyatvam Tad Anyonyam Bhati Mishritam. So Hanumanji is telling to Narad Muni, out of his affectionate concern for them, what would the Lord not do? He was seen taking the combined roles of their servant, companion and dearmost friend, and they took the same roles for him. So we see that the mood that the Pandavas had towards the Lord, Krishna reciprocated with them. And the mood that Kauravas had, so Krishna reciprocated with them. So, here we see that expression of love for each and every conditioned soul by Lord Krishna, that he gives us that free will to choose what we want. So unless that free will is there, there cannot be any real love. There cannot be expression of real love. So here Krishna gives that facility, and then with the free will, he also is always ready to sanction whatever we think of. So as Krishna says that sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto, that he is seated in everyone's heart, and what he is doing? Mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha, that he gives them, each of us, remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So it is so important that when a conditioned soul comes in this material world, what is the purpose of coming to the material world? To enjoy separately from the Lord. So in that conditioned nature, Krishna gives that smriti. You have come here to enjoy. Enjoy. So Shyamananda Prabhu was giving an example that how a person may find a holiday and go to some fun parks, resorts, water parks and like that, Imagica. So many different games and facilities are there, for enjoying. So, there are 300 different varieties of how you can enjoy. There are 300 different games or, different places where you could go and enjoy a different variety. So, person may go there and throughout the day, he has finished with only 20. And then he says, this is not worth the money that I gave, 280 more are left. So let me find another time where I can take another holiday and come. So when he is back at the job, because he wants to enjoy, that smriti is there. 280 are still left. So today is a holiday, next weekend is a holiday, so let me go. And then he may try, and again may be just be able to complete another 15-20. And then next time he goes, so 300 has become 500. So, the material world keeps giving so many varieties of enjoyment. Varieties of enjoyment in terms of, what you can eat, or how you can enjoy by seeing different sights. There are so many books. There is one book I had seen in one when we had been to an architect's office. So there was a big thick book and the title was 100 places you must see before you die. So if a person has that book, so he will want to have another birth to see those places, right? So many varieties of enjoyment are there in this world, and the whole world, in each and every nook and corner, there are living entities who are trying to enjoy those varieties. But when they are there, they are thinking of some other variety. So like that, this samsara chakra is going on. So Krishna, because that desire is there to enjoy, he keeps giving that smriti, remembrance, and jnana, knowledge of how to enjoy that particular, so-called pleasure. And once in a while, because Krishna is very merciful, he gives that opportunity to remind the conditioned soul that, you are thinking the purpose of your coming here is material world is to enjoy, but my purpose of creating this is to reform you. So you have to get reformed. So, try to get some self-realization. So here, as Prabhupada in his rendering, he says that you are sitting in the body along with the living entity, giving him the results of his own actions as well as opportunities to turn toward your devotional service by developing Krishna consciousness. So a person may have a desire to, enjoy in aberration, becoming, drunk. So he may go, as many times in the class, Gaurang Prabhu says, there is a Sudama beer bar. So as he is entering, he is seeing Sudama. And that Sudama gives him the remembrance that, oh, Krishna and Sudama, you are such a great friend. And Krishna gave to Sudama so much opulence. But maybe it is a fake thing. Let me enter, I will get some intoxication. Right? So that remembrance comes. But then, because the prevalent desire is to enjoy, apohanam is also happening. Forget it. It may be fake. So, the principle of this smriti, jnana and apohanam, as Avatar Leela Prabhu was mentioning that in one of the classes of Bhakti Vidyapurna Swami, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, he was saying that this principle of smriti, jnana and apohanam can help a person to be entangled in this material world, or it can help one to get liberated. So in devotees' lives, the same principle acts in the form of smriti, that the purpose of life is to actually attain Krishna, that we have forgotten Krishna and we should somehow or the other remember the Lord. And jnana, which is available in form of different shastras, and different devotees, when they speak their realizations. And then the principle of apohanam can be also used, that praying to the Lord that please let me forget and give up the desire of enjoying in this material world, that even if an opportunity comes to enjoy, let me forget that this thing can be enjoyed in this way. So the same principle can be used. So Krishna in the heart as super soul is quite neutral and he is ready to reciprocate in any way. With Yudhishthir Maharaj, with the Pandavas, he is reciprocated in a way that they wanted. And with all of us, he is reciprocating according to what we want in a very unique way. So, this describes that how in fact, there is another pastime which happens in Chaitanya Charitamrit, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a small boy and these thieves, they come and their desire is to steal the jewels, the most valuable thing which this small boy is wearing on his body. But then they also think that if we you know, very openly, very overtly try to take, the child will cry. So we should give him some sweets so the child is happy, and then we can take him, fool him around, and then take him to some secluded place and then get our job done. So they go to the market, get those sweets, sandesh, and then they allure baby Nimai and take him on his shoulders, and then they are feeding him and going around. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, he gives that smriti, jnana and apohanam to them, and out of his mercy he actually gives him the highest form of wealth, that is the wealth of serving the Lord, and they actually become purified, and they give him a good ride and then bring him back to his home. So this is how, you know, the Lord, you know, is very merciful sometimes, that you know, he, whatever, you know, the hidden desire is also there, that he fulfills. And we see that the process, the bhakti, the process of bhakti, it is actually the easiest way of serving and pleasing the Lord. And it is not very complicated, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that whatever we are doing, if we just do it for the Lord, then, you know, that is how it is, so simple to please the Lord. And again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this this episode comes where Sanatan Goswami, he is in Jagannath Puri. So while he came to Jagannath Puri, he contracted some disease because of drinking some impure water, and he has boils all over his body. And he is thinking that my life is useless, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he embraces, and you know, I am spoiling his clothes, and you know, all this pus is sticking on his body, so I am useless, so I should give up this body. And when he is thinking like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mind, he comes and he chastises him. He says, kubuddhi chhad ya kar shravan kirtan achirate pave krishna pade priyadhan. He says, in the word to word meaning, Prabhupada translates kubuddhi as thoughts unfavorable to serve the Lord. And in translation, Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sanatana Goswami, give up this nonsense thoughts of committing suicide and just engage in hearing and chanting about the Lord. And, you know, within a short time, you will actually attain the love of Krishna. Achirate pabe Krishna pade premadhan. So, it is so simple actually. Only difficulty is the kubuddhi, the unfavorable thoughts. So we have so many situations which are created by our own desires, and the difficulties, we see it as the difficulty in executing devotional service. That is our unfavorable thoughts. And if we just give up that and just chant and hear, what is the difficulty? As Prabhupada would say so many times, what is the difficulty? Just chant and hear. In fact, it is so simple that if you are chanting, hearing is automatically happening. Most of the times mechanically, but if we put our heart, then we can also hear and chant and get purified. And but the unfortunate situation with us is that, you know, as again Radha Shyamananda Prabhu was giving this nice story, which Radha Govind Maharaj had said, that you know, once a husband, he comes to his home and he is not in a very good mood, so you know, he calls, tells the wife, serve the food. And then she comes to serve the food, then he says that, feed me also, I am very tired today. So then she is feeding, and then he says that, you know, do the fanning because it's hot. So she is fanning with one hand, and with another hand she is feeding him the food, and still he is perspiring. So then she timidly asks the question that, you know, I am fanning but still you are perspiring. So he says, what do you think? Who is chewing? Such a great labor in chewing. So in a jest, you know what Radha Govind Maharaj is saying, that so much facility has been given to perform devotional service. Things have been made so easy. We don't have to really work very hard. We just have to do this simple process of hearing and chanting. We don't have to read so many shastras to come to the conclusion that who is the proper person to be worshipped, that what is the process. It is made so easy. In fact, many people keep breaking their head throughout their life to understand what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. But Prabhupada, right from the first purpose itself, he starts speaking that the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to surrender to Krishna. And, you know, our difficulty is that we don't find time to read Bhagavad Gita. So that's why, you know, Prabhupada, you know, he organized this book marathon every year, that for the whole month we are thinking of Bhagavad Gita, and while distributing we also read Bhagavad Gita. All the different acharyas have given such wonderful commentaries that, you know, things are become so easy for anyone to understand. And still, because of our stubbornness, you know, sometimes we find that difficulty in performing the process of devotional service, and we feel that there are so many difficulties. So that is all because of our kubuddhi, our unfavorable thought patterns. So the only solution, you know, easiest way is that if we always remain in association of devotees, engage in this sankirtan, that sitting together and chanting the holy names, coming together and hearing Krishna Katha, then in a matter of some time, you know, this kubuddhi can actually get, you know, eradicated, and then, you know, it will be difficult for us to serve Krishna and always remember Krishna by His grace. So, I had only these many things to speak. So, thank you very much for your patient listening. And if I have spoken anything which I know I have spoken many things which I am not doing and I am struggling to do, so please forgive me for that beyond my realizations. Time is already up, so if anyone has any question, then personally we can meet. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.